Hello, my name is Mishana. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Oh, I called to ask a question. I live in St. Clair County, and I called the office to ask them a question, and they gave me your number. And first, I want to let you know that I took my last vaccine on April the 8th, and I got kind of sleepy. I never was dizzy. And the second day was kind of bumpy because itching was on my hand. But the third and fourth day, I'm fine, just like I never had a vaccine. But this is what I want to ask. I'm 79 years old, and I want my daughter to come down and clean up for me. And I was told by the health office I need to talk with you, because you usually recommend 14 days after the last vaccine. So I called to get that information from you before I called her to come down.
So you need to know, do you need information for somebody to help you with the reactions to the vaccine, or do you need to know when to take the next vaccine?
Oh, I've already had both of mine. I was telling you, if I was fine the first day, I needed to take a nap anyway. I don't want to repeat myself. And the second and third day was kind of bumpy, lightly. But fourth day, I was fine, just like I never had my vaccine. So
okay.
I have to know about coming in contact with people. My son coming here from California, and I need to know, how do I pray? Will I be safe around him? And he already got his because he traveled. So how safe will I be? Or should I just wait after the 14 days?
Okay, let me see here. If you have been fully vaccinated, the CDC website is, it does allow you to be around people and refrain back to gathering in smaller settings. Let me see. Okay, so once you've been fully vaccinated, you are able to visit inside a home or a private setting without a mask with other fully vaccinated people of any age. You can visit inside a home or a private setting without a mask with one household of unvaccinated people who are not at risk for severe illness. You can travel domestically without a pre- or post-travel test. Yeah, you're pretty much able to do everything that you weren't before.
That sounds good. I was holding my breath. Because
yes.
I want to call him now. And it's been 3 years since I've seen my son, and he's the blues singer, Travel.
Yes, you are able to be around family or any other of that matter if you'd like once you've been fully vaccinated.
Okay, I'm popping my finger now.
Okay. And also, I do have phone numbers to nurses who specialize in reactions to the vaccine. Would you like to take down two?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not in the safe zone for a reaction. How long does it take for you to have a reaction? Because in my body, it's just like I never had a vaccine.
I have no access to that information because I'm not a healthcare professional, but they can give you information on that.
Okay, I'm ready for the number.
Okay, the first is 334-451.
451.
4336. 4336. And the other is 334.
Okay.
531.
Okay.
8534.
8534.
Yes.
I'm writing these numbers down, smiling.
Yes, and these nurses are all available Monday through Fridays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, I got 8:35 or something like that, so I'll call now.
All right. Well, I hope we have been able to help. If you need any more information,
you
can visit the following websites.
You're
welcome, ma'am. And the adph.org or cdc.gov. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day, ma'am.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.